We've just come through what is traditionally the biggest season for weddings and graduations. At such occasions, appearances seem to be everything. How does he look? Isn't she beautiful? Much is made today of appearance. Of course, the fashion world thrives on it. But even in our political campaigns, it's the image that counts. What a person projects by his smile, his gestures, his bearing. But through the eyes of God, what's more important? How the person looks or what he is like on the inside? Recently, I read the story of a preacher who would have failed any test based on his looks or appearance. It was said of him that his appearance was unimpressive, his voice tremulous, his gestures uncouth, and his manner inelegant. It was said that he was so ugly he attracted attention on the street. No, if outward appearance was a basic requirement for service, this man would have been a failure. But thousands were brought to Christ under his ministry. We are reminded of the scripture, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And as God gets a good grip on our deep inner motivation and desires, our heart, there will come to the surface of our life a power he can use. We'll begin to demonstrate courage, trust in God, hope, and commitment to others, and they will be influenced for Christ. That's the tremendous power of example. Have you ever heard a person say, "Don't do as I do as I say"? I've never heard a person say that, but I've watched some people in positions of leadership who act as if that's their policy. But leadership will fail if the person carrying the responsibilities does not embody and model the words he speaks. That's certainly what's behind the admonition of the Apostle Peter. He wrote to the elders of the church and said they should be shepherds of the flock of God, not as domineering over those in their charge, but proving themselves models for the flock to imitate. Friend, these are powerful words, not only for the leaders of the church, but for parents in the home as well. All too often we hear the complaint, "My folks were one thing when they were out in public, but something quite different at home." Friend, set an example. Be a true representative of Christ in your walk of daily discipleship. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.